As those of you who don't remember, I, of course, am Joe Floro, and I am a big Marvel fanboy. And one of George's most favorite superheroes is Spider-Man. A very famous Spider-Man story was Spider-Man No More, in which Spider-Man, Peter Parker, didn't know if he could literally be Spider-Man anymore. His life was just getting so crappy. I felt like Peter Parker when I was watching this episode because it took me an hour and a half to get through. And I don't know if I want to King's Game the animation no more.
I'm George Bancroft, and that's our nice cold open that I'm going to use to replace our original intro because that was poetic. So what happened on tonight's episode? Well, I'm going to give you the quick high-level recap, and then we'll go into details. Nothing happened.
No, one thing did happen. We jumped a major conclusion.
Oh.
Apparently, the very first King's Game happened 30 years ago, and Nobuaki is the only person in the world who not only knows this, but he knows where it is.
Yeah.
So we
All right.
learned
No,
that.
you're right. We learned that. We learned that.
The
We learned
mythos
the
was built
mythos.
upon.
The mythos is being developed as we watch before our very eyes. All right, so we start off the episode and fucking like
We're still on the
Kento,
sidewalk.
we're on the same sidewalk where we've been like for two whole episodes this time. Like, all right, so Kenta and the dark-haired girl and Nobuaki are on the sidewalk where we left them last episode, and they decide that they're going to go do something. They're going to go look for their phone. No, they're going to the hospital. No, they're going to go do this, that. Oh, let's instead go to this ancient town village from 30 years ago where the first King's Game was held and the entire village was wiped out. And it's now a ghost town. Spooky.
I
Okay,
liked
can we
this
come?
kid's game because I liked this King's game because it was played by letters. There's no other reason this village could have fallen apart due to disease or industrialization or people moving.
Or like, I don't know, like, so I don't know what time period this show is supposed to take place. It seems like it is just taking, it's a contemporary show because everyone has an iPhone. 30 years ago in this world is apparently like feudal Japan,
Yes.
where everyone is just like, I don't know, working on rice paddies, but also wearing like full feudal garb.
And for those of you not paying attention, 30 years ago would have only been 1987.
Yeah.
That was the best part of the episode, just watching
The little
that
bit of lore
town,
behind it? Yeah.
the town decay over time.
Yeah. And that was a an enjoyable 3 seconds of animation. So they decide they're all gonna get on the morning train and go check out this town where they're gonna try and push the plot forward. But then they get railroaded or derailed or some other train pun. And they go flying off the tracks, and rather than progressing the plot forward, we have a, what on earth are you wearing, dark haired girl? Oh, I'm wearing this short skirt. Kenta is looking up her my skirt.
Nobuaki was looking up her skirt.
Everyone's
Kenta is
looking up her skirt.
confused. Kenta was as confused as me.
He was blushing quite a lot. I think he caught some thigh.
Yeah, apparently you can't wear a skirt when you go hiking, according to
I'm wearing
Nobuaki.
hiking sneakers.
I like the idea that Nobuaki still hasn't been to the hospital because on the train he like has a band-aid and something wrapped around his head. I'm
Yeah,
just gonna pretend like they did that.
I think he did. I don't know. But yeah, he looks like a mess. So they're on their way to this village and what a perfect time to have another flashback story, Joe, don't you think?
Yeah, and I forget what triggered it this time. I think it was because
Oh,
she
the girl
trusts
looked.
Nobuaki,
Yeah, and
and
like the girl
apparently
sort of
that
looked.
was
They
the.
did like a superimposed.
Oh yes, I actually pretended that Nobuaki actually sees that girl as the other girl, and that wasn't like a superimposition at all. But yeah, so we are.
I do enjoy that you are now sort of exerting your will up onto the show just to spice it up and make it a little bit more interesting. So
Yes.
this
Journey to the past.
all right, so they go back to the past where as we all know, it doesn't matter what the hell happens back here, everyone's dead. You could just like sleep through these half of the episodes. It's just trash.
We meet two new characters. We meet Nami, who's just this nice girl, and then we meet Rhea, who is the silver-haired lady with red eyes that we saw earlier in the series.
Yeah. Well, you were saying something about her being in modern times?
She's in Nobuaki's current class.
Are you sure it's not just a different silver-haired girl?
I don't think the show is that subtle.
I mean, it seems like he probably would have called attention to it, being him not being the only survivor. We will see. We will see. Stay tuned for the big mystery reveal. Joe, I think in order to maintain some degree of enjoyability to this utter misery that has become this podcast, it's important to remain with a cheerful outlook on all of the possibilities. The possibilities for this episode was, is this girl who's no longer a character in the series going to be alive or not at the end of the episode? What was your prediction was no? Your
Well, okay. I thought she would be alive at the end of the episode, but it doesn't matter because she wouldn't be alive in present time.
Oh, rats. So,
So so take us on the journey, George. What is this week's order from the king?
well, now that we're back in time, we open with "You must touch the king," as your order. And Kami, this sweet little girl in Nobuaki's previous class, has given herself the order because, in true King's Game the Animation tradition, if anyone is given a wild card pass from the king, they have to do something as stupid as humanly possible to, anything they could do to really just make sure that they're the ones who are gonna die.
And she does this because she fully believes in Nobuaki,
With all of her heart.
because Nobuaki once said, "There's a chance the king is in our class."
Oh, I know. I will order myself to touch the king. And then her and Nobuaki, and even Nobuaki thinks this is a fucking stupid idea. And he's just like, "Wow, you really trust me that much, huh? Okay, Kami. You fucking weirdo." So Kami and Nobuaki line up the class and they go through the boys and then the girls with the most agonizingly drawn out sequence of, oh, is this fat kid without a name going to be the king? Probably not. He's got a
I like
boring
all the
design.
people who, all the classmates who were like seriously wondering if they were actually the king.
Yeah, why did they look nervous?
And then this is when we're introduced to Rhea because
The
Nami
boys have all been
touches
finished,
every,
yeah.
well, she touches every boy except Nobuaki. That's clue number one. And then the first girl she calls up is Rhea, and Nobuaki has a nice aside where he's like, that weirdo's not like any of us at all. I bet she's the king.
She doesn't
Like,
have the same interests as us.
fuck you. All Rhea's doing is sitting in the back reading a book, Like, if I was in that class, I wouldn't want to be friends with Nobuaki. He just got two people killed.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah, everyone that Nobuaki is friends with just dies. So yeah, so it's Rhea's. What is that her name? Rhea?
Rhea.
Rhea. All right, so it's Rhea's turn.
Not that it matters.
It's Rhea's turn to be touched by Kami, and Kami is about to do it, and then Rhea goes, "I am the king." And then we get a commercial break, and then we come back from the commercial break, and it turns out she didn't really mean literally that she is the king. Instead, what she's going to do is grandstand for a bit and say that the only way to get rid of the king and to end the game is to kill the king. And what would you guys do if I was actually the king? You would probably just beat me up. You don't have the guts. Blah, 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 blah,
And
blah.
then Nobuaki has a stroke.
Nobuaki is staring at his hands like fucking, I don't know, like Asuka after she like has a mental breakdown at the bottom of the lake. And she's just like, and she's freaking out, and then Nobuaki's doing his best impression of her. I have to kill the king?
He's doing the anime like he's astounded, his hands are twitching, palms up. And then the boy from Digimon's like, Nobuaki, are you okay? And by this point, Rhea has not only walked to the back of the classroom, but she has resumed reading her book.
Yeah. Yes. And somewhere in there, Kami touches her boobs, and she's not actually the king, and she's just literally just drawing attention to herself, 'cause whatever. All right, Joe, let me ask you, just straight up,
Yes.
in this entire scene, which is like very, very long, I'm pretty sure it was an hour long, at any point during that scene, did you actually feel like engaged, or oh, is it going to be this person or anything?
No, because as we've joked about before, it's 32 characters we have no connection with.
And it's already happened.
And also, like, I don't think the king would be dumb enough to be in the class
Yeah.
if it wasn't Nobuaki.
Yeah, so there's some stupid shit where she thinks it's Chimi and then whatever.
And
Bottom
then his
line is,
phone goes off. I love that fake out. We
yeah.
are 4 for 4 with fake outs on King's Game.
The anime is just doing everything it can to like try and just inject some drama into the scene with like a fucking syringe, and it's completely unsuccessful. I was bored out of my mind. So then the class is like, yeah, all right, we're not the king. And then Kami is like, fuck, because of my stupid decision, I'm now gonna die.
I trusted you, Nobuaki. I believed you. And he's freaking out too, because Nobuaki has like that Harry Potter complex of I'm the most important, I've let everyone down.
You can't really blame him for that. He is a Mary Sue self-insert, which is evident by the fact that Kami is completely in love with him and is just like obviously in love with him. And she at this point in the episode has already had two different scenes where she's like, should I tell him that my about my feelings or not? Oh no, I don't want to bother you. Here I am gonna die, and all I was a big bother. So yeah, they do some makeup stuff, or she no, she just goes running
And then the
away.
show takes its second jump to conclusions, where Nobuaki says, "If I wanted to be alone, what would I do?"
And then
Even though we know when he's alone, he plays guitar and sings really loudly, apparently he also goes to the beach.
yeah, he goes into he like he, there's this stupid like scene where he's like on a bridge and he's just like staring intently, and then he like conjures up this image in his mind palace of the beach, and he goes, ah, that's the only place in Japan where she could be.
Only place in all of Tokyo.
And sure enough, there she is in the in like the exact step that he conjured up in his mind. And he sits down next to her, and here's where I'm gonna have to deflect your theory, Joe. In this next scene where he's consoling her, she touches him like a trillion times, and there was no text message.
You don't think the king would let an idiot defeat his plan, would you?
I just don't. No, I don't. But I do think that you can't use the fact that Nobuaki was not one of the characters who was publicly touched in front of the class
That's
be
fair.
a clue. All right, so what happens in
Maybe
this
it's a
scene, Joe?
red herring.
This show doesn't know what a red herring is.
So they talk about something. I forget what.
It's
she
not very
then
memorable.
Almost conve co she almost confesses her love to him. And then she
yep.
says, just wait, wait, wait with me until midnight. And I think Nobuaki, like, once again apologizes or something. Because, of course, you know, he's an idiot, but also everything's his fault because he's the main character.
Yeah, at this point in the show, I was once again trying to figure out who would be watching the show. Like, who is the show for? Because it's so miserable. Every single scene so far in this show, with the exception of the little gag about the sneakers and the short skirt on the train, every other scene has been just, like, misery, sadness, like, mopey. They're sitting on the steps next to each other trying to console each other, but they're not really, like, being optimistic or, like, encouraging at all or comforting. They're just apologizing back and forth, like, oh, it's my fault. Oh, no, it's my fault. Oh, I'm so sorry.
If only you didn't trust me. If only I didn't open my big mouth with my stupid idea
no,
of all the people
it's
in
my
the world.
Fault. I just wanted to help, and now all I've done is inconvenience you. Turns out in the end, I wasn't able to get any clues or find the king after all.
It's like, hey, Nobuaki, just hang out with her until she dies. Like, just be cool.
60 seconds before midnight, she almost confesses again.
Oh, I love the king's, like, you have 4 minutes left.
Yeah, I don't know
you
why the
king
60
is... seconds left.
Yeah.
It's like a game show.
Yeah. It's like he's like aware that maybe Kami is gonna confess feelings or some shit, and so he's like just trying to amp it up. Yeah, and then she's blinded instead. She doesn't die.
She is doomed to darkness.
Eternal darkness.
For disobeying the king.
Yeah.
And then we have, like, probably the best scene I've ever seen in anime, where she's, like, looking around with her hands up as if there's a wall in front of her. Like, I can't see. I think I've gone blind. Like, yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. And it takes Nobuaki 10 minutes to figure that out. At which point, Nobuaki gets a text message that's saying he has to lose something that's important to him. And Kami hears the phone and is asking, oh, did you get one or whatever? Is it you? His friends start calling him or whatever. He's trying to play it off so he doesn't worry her, which is actually a nice thing for him to do for once. They go to sleep the next morning.
Yeah, do they fall asleep?
Yeah, he passes out or
he
whatever.
He passes out.
Yeah.
She leaves.
Yeah, in the morning there's a scene where she's on the phone with somebody and she's gotten the scoop on Nobuaki's order from the king, lose something important, and she has wandered off on her own.
I didn't know blind people knew how to use iPhones.
Oh, she's really good, because there are several phone calls that she makes with it. Nobuaki wakes up and he's like, uh-oh, where is she? And he can't find her. It's as if, Joe... he's lost something important to him.
But she's not important to him.
Joe, he spends like 10 minutes trying to find her because she's lost. He even says the words, I don't know where she is.
But George, I feel like she introduced herself to him at the beginning of this episode.
Oh shit, you're right.
But anyway, I mean, this is just writing we're making fun of.
Yeah. And so Nobuaki's running all over. He's sort of disregarded the fact that he has his own order he needs to fulfill, and he's basically just running all over town trying to find her. Then what happens?
Well, then he gets a call from her, from Nami, and she's like, am I important to you? Or something much more dramatic, because it's in, you know, the Japanese. And he's like, yeah, I guess so. I've been looking all over for you. And she's like, okay, I've really enjoyed our time together. And I think she's on a boat. And he's like, no, I'll just break my stuff.
Yeah.
And then she hangs up. And then he breaks all his stuff. He destroys his whole room.
He destroys his whole room. He breaks his guitar. He breaks the
The
he
rock
breaks the
bracelet.
rock bracelet, which I was actually impressed by, because that's like the first piece of like story and character continuity they've actually had. So yeah, he's destroys his entire room. He's not getting any sort of confirmation text. He gets another message from. Does Kami call him again when he's in his room?
Yes.
She just keeps calling him.
She calls him from the beach. And they kind of have the same conversation again.
Again, yeah.
And then she's like, I think she says she's at the beach, or the show just takes another leap of jumping to conclusions. Because then he
No,
ro
she does not say that she's at the beach.
Well, yeah, well, you're right. She wouldn't know where she is. She's blind.
She does say something about being blind was a lot more difficult than I thought it
Oh,
was going to
yeah,
be.
being blind's really hard.
Yeah, so that's a nice encouraging sentiment for all you listeners out there. If you're blind, give up after less than 24 hours. These are the characters we're supposed to be rooting for in this shitty television show. So Nobuaki runs through Tokyo again.
And just emotionally abuses his girlfriend, who
Yeah.
if you remember from episode 3, Friendship Melting Emotion, he made have sex with his other friend. So she's already probably pretty screwed up.
Yeah, she's already gone through much more emotionally damaging stuff than Nobuaki has. And he is, I mean, it's clear that he's doing it, he's trying to, he's breaking up with her in an attempt to save Kami's life. So,
Which is weird because he would be the person to die, not her. I don't know why he's trying to save her life because
wait, no, it's
he doesn't know,
Nobuaki has to lose something.
right? He doesn't know that she's going to kill herself.
Well, I think he's put that together by the fact that she's called him up twice saying, "Am I important to you, Nobuaki?" Boy, being blind sure is bad. It's almost would be better if I was dead.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so, but
Do you think maybe I could be important and then also be lost? Maybe I'll die. Would you like that, Nobuaki, if I died?
Chime and breaks up with her and says how he never loved her and how he had sex with Kami, and she's just like, "What are you saying?" And then he hangs up on her and he finds Kami.
Well, he finds Kami's phone. It's on the beach. And then he sees drawn in sand,
In
"I love you,
kanji.
Nobuaki." In kanji, "I love you, Nobuaki."
And then
With footsteps.
you have a really nice scene where the wave crashes upon the sand and it washes away the kanji.
And then there's footsteps leading into the water. Because being blind apparently also means you're no longer buoyant and you're just gonna sink like a rock. And so Nobuaki goes plunging into the water and he's freaking out, "Kami, Kami, where are you? I'm gonna save you," etc., etc. And
Obedience confirmed.
obedience confirmed, Joe.
So then what happens? What's the stinger we're left with this week?
Nobuaki has emerged from the waves. His eyes filled with tears, and Kami's phone, pink phone, is there on the beach in the sand, and he looks up to the head of the breakwater up on the boardwalk or the sidewalk or whatever, and what's her name? Sai?
Rhea?
Rhea. Sai Nijima. Rhea is there, and she says, "You're a fucking idiot."
You are such an idiot. And that's it. That's the episode. We don't even
Credits roll.
return to the train.
Yep.
So I think so far this was my favorite episode. As much as I loved how schlocky episode 1 was, I think this one's been my favorite. It actually tried to tell a coherent story that worked until the last 5 minutes.
This was my favorite one because I didn't see a dead kid. There was no rape. And
Sexual harassment towards women was kept to a minimum.
yeah, it was only about 3 seconds. It was within the first 30 seconds of the episode, but
She did lift her skirt.
she did lift her skirt, that hussy. And I mean, we also learned that everyone loves Nobuaki, and if you can't be with him, maybe you can die for him.
Yeah, I think that's why Nobuaki is so confused why his new class doesn't like him, because his old class adored him.
Just worshipped him, even.
So, do we want to do the segment I started last week?
Absolutely. What was the segment you started?
King's Cast inconsistencies?
All right, what is. Yes, it's time for your King's Cast Inconsistencies with Joe Floro.
So, the order is touch the king. I know that in the show it means the literal the king, but I feel like instead of moping around at the beach for 9 hours, they could have like gone to a museum and like touched one of the many former kings and emperors of Japan.
Or, barring that, literally ran through Japan touching everyone they saw on the sidewalk
Yeah.
or in the streets. Just
I mean, why not?
hands outstretched. You got more chance accidentally saving yourself or your eyesight doing that than you do sitting on a beach. And I guess maybe a hermit crab will come up and you'll touch it, and maybe the hermit crab will be the king.
Yeah, anything's possible in this game. The second thing is lose something important to you. Loss doesn't necessarily mean permanently go away.
Yes, that's right.
Like he could have
Excellent point.
lost his keys.
I don't know. I still think that what him waking up and having no idea where the blind girl was, I think
That
that
should have
probably
counted. That
that
probably should have
qualifies.
counted. Especially if she is going to be reduced to a plot point.
Yep. An important object.
So even though we've learned through Nobuaki, who in a better show or film would be known as an unreliable narrator, do you think they played the King's Game in ancient times?
Well, I would say that Nobuaki is not so much an unreliable narrator as he is an unlikable narrator. Do I think they played the King's Game in ancient times? Do you mean the ancient times like 30 years ago?
Even before then,
Oh, even before the ancient times of 30
like
years ago.
ancient samurai times, not just samurai times.
Oh, like a samurai prophet comes down from the mountain and he's got two stones carved with like the Ten Commandments in Japanese or whatever. But then there's also this littler stone, the smaller stone that just says, "Hey guys, go touch that girl's boobies or you're gonna die."
You think in ancient times, instead of like you being magically hung, like just a feudal samurai warrior would come to your door and like murder you with a katana?
Maybe that's what Sudoku was. I'm sorry. Maybe that's what
Seppuku?
Seppuku was. It was just an elaborate cover-up for all these people who were playing the King's Game. We've cracked the code, Joe. That
So
would be a cooler show than this.
that would be a cooler show.
If it was just like feudal Japan rice farmers being haunted by crazy Oni and weird samurai dudes.
I'd watch that. So,
Lick your neighbor's feet, or I'm gonna cut your head off with this katana.
this episode broke tradition. We did not end with a X remaining, X still alive,
Oh, we didn't?
presumably because no one else died.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Who do you think's the king?
Well, you seemed like you were having a theory. And if your theory was Nobuaki, I gotta say that for a portion of the episode, I was thinking, oh my God, Nobuaki is the king after all. Like Here's what I think happened. I think that Nobuaki went to that abandoned village as some sort of prank thing and brought a curse back with him. I think that the King's Game is the king is just some spirit. It's the girl from the ring, and I believe that it is haunting Nobuaki. That's what I think.
I would agree with you, but that would require the show being better written. So the
Oh.
reason I think it's Nobuaki is, and this is a little meta, is because I've seen enough shitty horror where if there's a character who survives a horrible thing, no matter how implausible that survival is, he or she is probably the root cause. And even though the show broke its own consistencies with Nobuaki not being touched by Nami and then being touched multiple times, I don't know. The show did not have Nobuaki get touched, so I don't know.
That's true.
I don't think it's that crazy girl, but I haven't ever thought it was that crazy girl.
Well, yeah, it's probably the red herring. If this show has a red herring or knows what a red herring is, it's the crazy girl.
People,
Wait.
people listening to this podcast, do you know what a red herring is?
Wait. Oh, hang on. By crazy girl, do you mean Sainijima or Ray?
No, the one from the first episode. The anchor on the relay race.
Natsuko. I'm the anchor.
Those were
God, this
simpler
show is.
times for Nobuaki.
Those were simpler times for us.
George, where are these people's parents?
That's a great question. We haven't seen their teacher.
Is this
Where the
like
fuck is their teacher? Holy shit!
Pokemon where like there are no adults?
Wait, hang on. No. When they were running around to the kids' houses, when they were all hanging themselves, we saw a father. We saw a dad.
Yeah, I mean the in the past.
Yeah, in the past, that's really weird. In the past, there's no teacher, and there's been numerous classroom scenes,
I feel like
and there's no
Nobuaki is
parents.
the teacher because he's always allowed to stand at the front of the class.
That's true. I hate this show, Joe.
Predictions for next week.
Maybe the train will get to its destination, but probably not. I think we're going to spend the entire next episode on the train still. What about you?
The episode is called Whale Karma Line Tears.
What the fuck did you just say?
And I think someone will die. Someone has to die. We are one third through this anime.
Oh, like someone in the present.
Someone who matters is going to have to die.
Well, no one matters. All right. Well, final thoughts, Joe?
Crunchyroll is a really great anime service. There's so much more you guys could be watching. You should be watching, not the King's Game.
All right, Joe. What would you rather be watching than this?
Nothing. This makes me hate anime.
What about that sweet triple pack Fifty Shades of Grey trilogy, whatever thing you sent me?
Oh, the AMC Theaters Marathon?
Yeah, that.
No, I still wouldn't watch that.
Oh. Hey, weren't you also just saying you wanted to rewatch Paul Blart Mall Cop 2?
I would watch Paul Blart Mall Cop 2 instead of this.
I would also. Well, I don't think I would ever say that, but.
Paul Blart Mall Cop 2, now available on FX Now streaming app. Link in the show notes. I'm Joe Floro. Goodbye.